From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says that he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he calls the very dangerous situation with North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or action toward the United States. President's warning came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. President Trump returned to the theme of North Korea on Twitter with the tweet warning to North Korea that military solutions are ready to be used. Within hours, the president's post had been retweeted 22,000 times, getting more than 57,000 likes. Mr. Trump's words, both in person and on social media, fell into a pattern of what U.S. allies and partners describe as a concerning new reality, that of a world leader constantly ratcheting up rhetoric while playing to his political base, even on the world stage. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Shortly after all that happened, Kenyatta and his vice president, William Ruto, adopted conciliatory approach to the opposition, Electoral Commission reporting that roughly 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News. At least 24 people were killed, more than 100 wounded, many of them seriously, after two passenger trains collided in Egypt. Edward Uranian following the story in Cairo.
Ambulance crews and rescue workers combed through the wreckage of two passenger trains which collided on Egypt's main rail line between the capital, Cairo, and the country's second largest city of Alexandria. A train from the city of Port Said reportedly failed to heed a warning signal, colliding with the train from Cairo. Egyptian media reported that the driver of one of the two trains that collided died on the spot, and that the other was arrested and taken in for questioning, as is the custom in Egypt after a major accident involving the loss of life. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. military has disputed claims an overnight counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan called civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance, local authorities claiming 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. Taliban insurgents also active in the region, and one of their spokesmen claimed that shortly after missiles hit a vehicle, local residents rushed and gathered near the site, where a second airstrike targeted and killed them. The Trump administration is considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. That story now from VOA's Daniel Scharf.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive saying the company's workforce needs to represent the world in totality. Comments come as Google grapples with a high-profile internal debate over the number and influence of its female employees. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.